Hello.
Hi, I'm speaking to Marlene, please.
This is.
Hi, Marlene. This is Alex calling from Archstop Fiber. I'm just here to troubleshoot that issue you're having with slow speeds, if you're still having it.
So, I basically switched from Spectrum to you, and when I had Spectrum, I had upload and download speeds of 400. And so now I'm supposed to be getting 500 through you, and I really don't notice any change. I still get some buffering when I'm watching TV on my Roku stick. I feel like things still take, like, I just don't see any difference as far as, like, reliability and speed. And sometimes I even think it's slower. I mean, I don't know if that's true, but
did you take any, did you do any speed tests on your device to see?
Yeah, it's saying 500. It's saying 500, 507, or whatever. So I don't know if it's just me, but I don't see a difference.
Not like speed tests to the router. I mean, speed tests on your on the devices that you're experiencing the that buffering on. Did you do any?
How do I do that?
What devices are we talking about here?
Well, I guess so. Roku. How would I do it when I'm watching TV?
I mean, you can't do a speed test on a Roku.
Okay. That's where I get.
I mean, if I'm being honest, to the eye, there's not going to be much of a difference between 400 and, you know, 500.
Right. But I mean, I don't know. You guys advertise fast and reliable, and I don't really see any difference. It's like the same as Spectrum. So that's all.
You got the same package that you would have gotten at Spectrum.
Yeah. Right. All right.
I mean, if you could try a higher speed. I mean, 500 is if you're doing streaming with more than one device, it's going to split that bandwidth amongst streaming devices. If you have two Rokus and a computer, right, which is the majority of most people set up, it's going to split that bandwidth. So
even if you're not using it.
Yeah, so like as long as it's on and connected, it's still peeling
it's
off.
It's taken.
From that bandwidth. Like if all you're concerned about is streaming, maybe a higher package might be more suited for what you need. Whereas, you know, people who just have one or don't really stream that much, they might just be lightly browsing, you know, 500
right.
or lower might
so
just
So what's
be
the next one up?
1 gig.
And how much is the difference for that?
Let's see. What are you currently paying?
I signed up for the... I just got it, so $59.99.
I think the next level up is $69.99, but let me confirm. I'm tech support, so I don't really have access to see, but I can ask. No issue.
Okay.
Let her be happy. You know. How long did it take you to get there? Like 20 minutes, half hour?
Quick question, are you going to be, are you doing the, what's it called, when you get the $10 off your bill for the...
Yeah.
So it would be $79.99 minus the $10 you already get taken off, which would bring it down to $69.99.
For the 1 gigabyte.
For the 1 gig.
Or whatever, the one, okay. And that's good for 2 years?
That's also good for 2 years. I don't know if they can, I don't know how it works with like upgrading and switching between the two.
Right.
But since you just started, I don't think there would be an issue.
Okay.
I just don't know how that would work because that's more of like a sales side of the.
So do I have to call sales?
I mean, I could transfer you to somebody or you can just call. There'll be literally no wait time either way. We're the same.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you can try transferring me, and if that doesn't work, I'll just call.
All right, no problem. 1 second. Just making sure someone's available first. So,
okay.
Perfect. Got somebody. Transfer in just a moment. Okay.